This is the News Hour. And your speaker at this time is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with another message from the 10th chapter of the Gospel by St. John. I gave us a previous broadcast on the first 13 verses. Now this time I'm starting in verse 14 of this chapter, and I read that with you. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down and power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. In verse 27 of this chapter, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all men, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I picked up a book out of my library just today, and as I picked that up, I found it was from Dr. Marsh. And Dr. Marsh had an outline on this 10th chapter of the Gospel by John, and this is what he points out in verse 14 of our chapter. He says in verse 14, we have a perfect character, and that is the Good Shepherd. Then in verse 14, the last line, he said, I know my sheep. We have a man with perfect knowledge. Then he said in verse 15, I lay down my life of myself. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. A perfect sacrifice. Then in verse 18 of this chapter, this commandment, have I received of my Father perfect obedience. Then in verse 28 of this chapter, a perfect gift. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Then the end of that verse said, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's perfect keeping. And the last one is, I and my Father are one. That's perfect unity. Now may God bless to us the reading of His own precious word. In the previous broadcast, we called our attention to the first part of this chapter by pointing out the Savior had said in verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you. And then he added this following that, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, the door into the sheepfold. Remember, there is a door, and that's the right way of access into any place. Then he adds further saying, but he that climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief, the same is a robber. And we're always suspicious of men or women or anybody else that tries to get into our homes by not coming in at the door. The Savior said in verse 9 of this chapter 10, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I'm sure, beloved friends, you all want to be saved. Why, someone says, of course we do. And I think my way is just as good as yours, and I think my church is just as good as yours, and so do I. For I have no way, and I have no church, but my Savior has a way, and He has the way, in fact, the only way, and He has a church. He could say in Matthew chapter 16, and I will build my church. It's His church. That's the only thing the Bible recognizes as the church of the living God. And this is what it cost Him. It cost Him His own precious blood that He bought with His own precious blood. We are living in a day and age when large churches are being built, when expensive churches are being built, when costly churches are being built, and then we say, oh, didn't that cost so much? Isn't that wonderful? Let me tell you, the church that the Savior is building, it cost his life. It cost every drop of blood. It cost that Savior his home in glory. And he left that glory above. And he came to earth. He could say, and my delights are with the sons of men. And from heaven's glory, our Savior took that stoop of condescension, coming down, 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 until he reached the earth. When he got down to earth, what did he do then? Well, he began to show his love to fallen humanity, and he went about doing good, giving sight to the blind, unstopping the ears of the deaf, raising men and women from the dead, and then he told them about a home in heaven where there was no tears and no pain and no sorrow and no crying, and he said, I go and prepare a place for you. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, the love of the loving Savior to fallen humanity, to sinners like you and I, and he wants us in the kingdom of God. Now, the Savior does not love our sins, and God does not love our sins, and sin will shut you out of heaven and sink you down to endless despair. But the Word of God says the Savior came to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And that's what we have in the 15th verse of this 10th chapter of the Gospel by John. Our Savior came from the excellent glory and went to the cross in his own power. But instead of me just repeating and going over some of these things, I'm going to read once again so that when I have finished, you'll be able to say, at least that man gave us that word from God. Now, I'm going to find John's Gospel, chapter 10, and I'm going to read it for myself, and I'm going to see if the Savior said, I am the door by me. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. And I'm going to see if he said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Well, pardon, you'll find it in the 10th chapter of the Gospel by John, beginning at verse 9, and read a few verses, and all that I've mentioned in the past, there you will find. Now I'm starting in again, verse 14 of our chapter, and we're going to speak about the perfect Savior, or the perfect character. Now, this is the first time our earth, our world, had known a perfect man in the true sense of the word. There have been some good men. There's one mentioned in the book of Job, a perfect man, but he was not like the Son of God, and the Son of God had no sin in him, but Job had sin in him. And the Son of Man had no sins of his own, none whatever. And that's why the Savior could go to the cross and die for my sins and die for your sins and put them away by the sacrifice of himself. But when we get to verse 14 of our chapter, I am the good shepherd. And he said, I know my sheep. This is his perfect knowledge. I know my sheep. And the Word of God says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Now, beloved friend, he knows. I don't know. I thank God if you are, and if you are not, I'm here to tell you how you can be one of his own sheep. You listen as I pass on to the next verse 2. And there you can rejoice with me as you see from the precious Word of God. Well, his perfect knowledge is, I know my sheep, but here is his perfect sacrifice in verse 15. Now I must read this with you. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. What did you say? I lay down my life. Where did he lay down his life? When he went to the cross of Calvary, this is what he said. I lay down my life of myself, and then he added more. No man taketh my life from me. I have power to lay it down, and power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. I lay down my life of myself, and I have power to lay it down, and power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Oh, I thank God for this. You see, when we go back to the 3rd chapter of the Gospel by John, we have words like this. God sent not his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We have a Savior that is big enough, and willing enough to save the entire world. In fact, he is ready to save, and this is what he says, wherefore, he is able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth. Now, he died on the cross, but he rose again alive, and he liveth at the right hand of God, and seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them, and we thank God for that. Now we have that perfect sacrifice mentioned in verse 15, I laid down my life of myself. And he said in verse 17 of this chapter, therefore doth my Father love me because I lay down my life. I lay it down, my Father loves me because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. And he added, no man taketh it from me. I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now in verse 28 of our chapter, we have again a perfect gift. Will you hear this? And I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all men, and no man is able, pardon, to pluck them out of my Father's hand. That's the place of safety. That's the place of security. That's the place of enjoyment for everyone that will accept Christ as his or her own personal Savior. You can do it right now as this little broadcast is going on. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Look full on that wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And the last that I call our attention to is this, I and my Father are one. There's that oneness. Now together they were in partnership, in fellowship. It was the love of God that sent him, and it was the love in the heart of the Savior that came, having come from God. And he could say, Father, I delight to do thy will, O God. I delight to do this, Father. I am going to die. Oh, the suffering, the anguish, the sorrow that our Savior passed through has never been experienced by another human being. But on the other hand, beloved friend, that suffering was not for himself, but for the speaker here today. And for you, the hearers here today, will you have my blessed Savior? Will you not close in with Christ? It's just about time to close this broadcast, but listen again. Before we close, the Word of God says, behold, now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation.
Thank you for listening in, and be sure to make this the day of salvation in your case if you have not as yet trusted Christ as your Savior. We're waiting to get a line from you. The following address will reach us. Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.